Day 19. Here we go. Joseph, most courageous. This is what we'll be referring and reviewing and meditating and praying on today. So, as always, let us open in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and gracious Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our time together. Thank you for our gifts and all the blessings that you've bestowed on all of us. We ask that you please send your Holy Spirit to be with us today as we reflect and review, learn and grow closer to our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. And all of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 19. Let's go. Joseph, most courageous, pray for us. So perfectly was he, Saint Joseph, dead to the world and the flesh, that he desired nothing but the things of heaven. Saint Bridget of Sweden. Saint Joseph desired nothing but the things of heaven. He lived entirely for love of Jesus Christ and, after Mary, is Jesus' most faithful disciple. Saint Joseph is the father of Jesus, but he is also a disciple of Jesus. It takes courage to be a faithful disciple of Jesus. Many are willing to follow Jesus when it is pleasant, but not many are willing to follow Jesus when it is difficult and filled with sorrow. Saint Joseph was always faithful, always courageous. In different translations of the Litany of Saint Joseph, the title Most Courageous is sometimes rendered as Most Valiant or Most Strong. The three titles have the same essential meaning. Saint Joseph was courageous and fearless. He feared nothing other than offending God and exercised tremendous fortitude in his protection of Jesus and Mary. Fortitude is a cardinal virtue that strengthens the will and gives a person courage and a firm resolve to do God's will, even in the midst of great suffering. Joseph, Saint Joseph, is a man of courage. The root word of courage is cor, meaning heart. To be courageous is to love the good more than you fear evil and suffering. The courageous man is stout-hearted, bold, and brave in the midst of trials. Saint Joseph was courageous. No one can deny. It took courage for Saint Joseph to take his family into enemy territory, Egypt. He knew that he might need to defend his wife and child against physical assaults, and he was willing to do it. No man who is easily intimidated would embark on such a journey. Saint Joseph is intimidated by no one. Saint Joseph will help you to be courageous. To be a saint, you must be courageous. If you imitate Saint Joseph, you will not hesitate to enter enemy territory or undergo spiritual combat. Egypt was a land notorious for thieves, pagan rituals, idols, and sorcerers. Saint Joseph fears no man because God is with him. Your spiritual father is a man on fire with love for God. If God is for us, who can be against me? Who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Saint Joseph will increase the virtue of fortitude in you. Do you remember the passage in Scripture when Jesus came walking on the water to his disciples? The disciples were terrified, and Jesus had to calm their spirits, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Matthew chapter 14, verse 27. What about you? What are you afraid of? Losing your job? Sacrificing your good name and worldly honors? Saint Joseph sacrificed everything for love of Jesus and Mary. Your spiritual father was a poor man and of no esteem in the world. Yet demons and the sorcerers of Egypt were terrified of the courageous heart of Saint Joseph. Jesus himself learned courage from the example of Saint Joseph. Jesus witnessed his father's courage in Egypt, Nazareth, Jerusalem, and many other places they traveled together. Saint Joseph gave his son an example of manly love, courage, strength, and fortitude. With Saint Joseph as your spiritual father, you also have nothing to be afraid of. Our Lord himself, immediately before his suffering and death, instructed his disciples to exercise manly courage, telling them, "In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I conquered the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. Set your face toward the heavenly Jerusalem and never look back. O Joseph, virgin father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray for us daily to the Son of God, that, armed with the weapons of his grace, we may fight as we ought in life and be crowned by him in death. Saint Bernardine of Siena. Wonder 3. Young husband of Mary. I see him, Saint Joseph, as a strong young man, perhaps a few years older than Our Lady, but in the prime of his life and work. Saint Jose Maria Escrivia. Old men don't walk to Egypt. We wonder why the gospel makes so little mention of Saint Joseph. But did it not say everything when it taught us that he was the husband of Mary? Blessed William Joseph Chaminade. In 1981, Mother Angelica founded the Eternal Word Television Network, EWTN. Her blessed network is an extremely successful and fruitful Catholic media apostolate. Mother Angelica's common sense, simple wisdom, and unwavering orthodoxy have catechized the hearts and minds of millions of people around the world. Mother Angelica died in 2016, but EWTN continues to lead many people to Jesus Christ and the Catholic Church. Mother Angelica loves Saint Joseph. On one occasion, during a live telecast, a caller asked her a question about Saint Joseph. The question went something like this. Mother Angelica, do you think Saint Joseph was old or young? Mother Angelica answered, with her classic wit, responding, "Well, my dear, that's a good question. There is no official church teaching on whether or not Saint Joseph was old or young, but I prefer a young Joseph. All I know, sweetie, is old men don't walk to Egypt." Mother Angelica's straightforward answer makes a lot of sense. Not only would an elderly man not be capable of walking to Egypt, but an old man wouldn't be able to walk from Nazareth to Bethlehem either. Bethlehem is 80 miles from Nazareth, and the journey would have been across rough desert terrain. Saint Joseph was required to walk a lot to support the Holy Family. After walking 80 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, Saint Joseph was instructed by an angel to take the child and his mother to Egypt. This required Saint Joseph to take his family on another very long journey. The distance from Bethlehem to the border of Egypt is 40 miles. No historian believes that the Holy Family lived on the border. Rather, they went much further into Egypt, where there was the possibility of work, food, and some semblance of civilization. We don't know exactly where Jesus, Mary, and Joseph settled down in Egypt, but it did require them to walk further than the border. Have you ever been to the Holy Land or North Africa? If you have, you know that the terrain is rough, the heat intense, and the dangers many. Walking to Egypt, being there for years without knowing anyone and trying to make a living are not things associated with elderly men. After many years of living in Egypt, Saint Joseph learned from the angel that Herod was dead. Saint Joseph was now required to pack up his family and walk from Egypt all the way back to Nazareth. That's more than 120 miles. The distance from New York City to Philadelphia is 92. Add another 30 miles, and that's what Saint Joseph had to do. There was no Jersey Turnpike with smooth roads and cozy rest stops along the way. It was uphill, downhill, and around hills. The endless walking didn't stop once the Holy Family reached Nazareth either. As faithful Jews, the men of the household were required to travel to Jerusalem 3 times a year to fulfill the law of the Lord. 3 times a year, all your men shall appear before the Lord, the God of Israel. Exodus chapter 34, verse 23. Remember, that's 80 miles one way. That's a lot of walking. Saint Joseph could not have been an old man when he espoused Mary. Old men don't walk to Egypt. They don't walk 3 times a year from Nazareth to Jerusalem either. Good Father, Saint Joseph, I thank you for having watched over my mother Mary while you were on earth. Servant of God, Sister Mary Martha Shamban. The Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Christ hear us. Christ graciously hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph, most just, pray for us. Joseph, most chaste, pray for us. Joseph, most prudent, pray for us. Joseph, most courageous, pray for us. Joseph, most obedient, pray for us. Joseph, most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose Blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector, you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but after today, I kind of feel like Joseph is this super force, like this superhero that just does not waver. These translations from Joseph Most Courageous, All right, you ready for these? Most courageous, sometimes rendered as most valiant, most strong. And we just read about how powerful St. Joseph was. I don't know about you, 80 miles, 120 miles. I'm happy if I can run two, let alone double digits, let alone triple digit mile adventures here. So, I don't know. I guess they don't make people like they used to, or they don't make Josephs like they used to, but either way, this portrayal, this depiction, was very decorated with some very nice, descriptions here. The translations from most courageous to most valiant to most strong, and how he exercised tremendous fortitude in his protection of Jesus and Mary. This is like bodyguard times a million here. This is so cool. And to read through these references that were made, you know, the title of one of these paragraphs is Saint Joseph will increase the virtue of fortitude in you. And, you know, they described how Jesus, when he was walking on the water, and he said, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." I could see that being pulled from a page out of Saint Joseph's playbook. You know, as he was teaching, as Saint Joseph was teaching Jesus, teaching him, take courage, do not be afraid. And then, you know, I oftentimes use phrases and things that my dad has taught me, you know, over the years and when I was younger, to this day. And what's really kind of scary is when you have someone say that you remind me of someone that I know, and then they mention your dad, and with mannerisms and in the way that you talk, it's actually had that happen to me. And when I was actually teaching a adult ed class one time, and one of the students, you know, they're an adult student, they said, you know, they raised their hand, they said, "Are you related to a Bob file?" And I said, "Well, that all depends." "Yes, that's my dad." And she said, "Man, that's scary. Man, that was kind of crazy. I thought I was losing my mind. I'm watching you, and I'm picturing this industrial arts teacher that I had back when I was in high school. And you look like him. You teach like him. You're definitely not him. You're younger than him." But it was so it was kind of cool to bring that story back to my dad. But anyway, slight tangent, but that's what I thought of when I read the passage that Father Galloway was referencing here, when, you know, Jesus walked on the water and he told the disciples to take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. And I could see Saint Joseph teaching Jesus this when he was younger, as he is our, since Joseph is known to be most courageous. So, and lastly, as I was going through here, the other, like I said, just a little bit earlier, the other point that I mentioned is, Mother Angelica. Again, I don't know how many of you are familiar with her, and if you are, oh, she's a wonderful woman, and such a great example. And I love her humor. Her humor absolutely cracks me up, but it's good though. And so, again, reading this, and I think I even mentioned, cause I feel like maybe I'm just losing it. I feel like I mentioned this before, where I can picture her saying, "Well, my dear, that's a good question. There's no official church teaching on whether or not Saint Joseph was old or young, but I prefer a young Joseph. All I know, sweetie, is old men don't walk to Egypt." And, you know, when they break this down from Nazareth to Bethlehem being 80 miles, I mean, oh, for crying out loud, that's almost across the northern part of Ohio here. I mean, you walk from Cleveland to pretty much Toledo. I want to say that's pretty much, that's got to be close to 80 miles there. And 120 miles, you just MapQuest it out or Google Maps that on, you know, across 90. And I mean, you could pretty much hit the PA border, I'm pretty sure, you know. So it's, that's a long haul to walk, let alone drive. I mean, driving, that's a long drive for 120 miles, but walking, yeah, that's, that really brings things full circle. So, anyway, great reflection here for today. So, as we close out, tomorrow we'll be, crossing into day 20, which, definitely starting to feel a little bit more real on our 33-day, consecration to Saint Joseph, the wonders of our spiritual father here. So, but until then, let's take some time today to, reflect on our spiritual father, the most courageous, saint, the most courageous person to ever walk the earth. Secondary to Jesus, of course, but, is our spiritual father, something and someone to, greatly look up to. So, thanks again for reading along, praying along, reflecting along, and tomorrow, I look forward to, another day growing closer to Saint Joseph, as well as Jesus. So, have a great day today. Take care, and we'll pick up tomorrow. All right. Bye now.